All right, this is it. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 380 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Had tickets for a baseball game in Philadelphia on Wednesday, this past Wednesday. Reds-Phillies was a day game, 1 p.m., and they were good seats. Semi-expensive, in my opinion. I mean, my version or my opinion on what's expensive and other people's opinions don't always coincide, but I felt like they were kind of expensive. I think they were like $90 a piece or something like that. It's kind of expensive for a baseball game, right? Somewhere in that neighborhood, I think it was like $90 each, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I was looking forward to it. As we approach, the Reds are playing the Phillies Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. People are saying it's going to be terrible in Philadelphia. I don't know if they're going to get any of those three games in. It's going to be raining, cold, windy. It's going to be just pure shittiness all 3 days. And I was like, that's fantastic. Isn't that just wonderful? Isn't that just wonderful the way things work for me? I mean, last year I was so excited to finally go to Baltimore, see the Reds, poured all day. Got stuck in some kind of ridiculous traffic jam on the way over there. There's a huge rain delay, cold. Last year I went to the Reds and Phillies at the beginning of the year. It was cold, wind howling out of right field, straight into my, straight down my pants. It was just coming straight out of right field, right down my pants. That's what it felt like. Down the front of my shirt, whatever. It sucked. But anyway, I don't know. I can't just go to a baseball game and it's just a fantastic experience. Why does it have to be? Why is the elements always messing with me? So anyway, there's all this doom and gloom about these three games. They got all of them in, all three. They played all three of them. The first game, the Reds won in a dramatic fashion when Spencer Steer hit a grand slam in the ninth inning. Fantastic. I have a call about that. I'll get to that in a little bit. Somebody called me about that game in particular. Second game, the Reds lost. All right, Wednesday rolls around, and it's just, they said this is the worst one. This is the worst day. This is the day we had the tickets, of course. Supposed to start at 1:05. The night before, got notification that they moved it to 4:05. They're trying to move it around so that we could get the game in somehow. So 4:05, Steve and I adjust our departure time, And we get down there, 2:45, somewhere in that neighborhood, 2:30, 2:45. And we go in the stadium. It's raining. It's cold. It's dark. It's just like gray and dark. The tarps on the field. There's like nobody in the stadium hardly. So we go in there and we walk around a little bit. And then we go to, what was that place, Shake Shack. It's cold. I mean, the wind's blowing so hard. I mean, it's just, the wind is whipping, And it's cold and wet. So we go to the Shake Shack, and we order two burgers, two cheeseburgers, two orders of fries, and two 20-ounce Cokes. $51. And the burgers, is that place, what's the story with that place? I don't think I've ever been to one. Is that place supposed to be good? I mean, is that what people say? That Shake Shack is good? It feels like people say that. I don't know, man. I don't know. Even if it was $20, I don't know. I wouldn't say it was good. It was all right. It was mediocre. I tell you what, Dairy Queen's better. The Dairy Queen hamburgers are better than those. from what I don't know. Maybe it's just because of the stadium setting. People, I'm sure I can hear people saying, all right, no, you have to go to a standalone. I mean, you can't go to... It's like, okay, whatever. That was my first experience, as far as I know, with a Shake Shack. The burgers were mediocre at best. The fries were kicking. Those were crinkle cut. Can't go wrong with a good crinkle cut. The Cokes were just, you know, bottles, just 20-ounce bottles. In fact, it might be interest you to know, as my first soda since January. Haven't had any since January. So anyway, we had those, $51 plus tip. And then we sat in there. We sat in that Shake Shack. We're not going to give up our table because we were kind of like hidden behind partitions and stuff, you know, like cutting the wind out, you know. So we sat in there and just kind of sipped our sodas so that we have, we're not just hanging out in there. We're still drinking. We're having our drinks. We're enjoying our drinks, right? For hours. We watched an entire baseball game. They had big TVs in there, and they had the Cardinals and Padres on. So watching that, we watched the entire game. And at some point they said, as soon as we got there, they said, did I leave this part out? As soon as we got there, they said, 4:05 is not going to happen. You can pack that, you know. If you're actually believing that 4:05 is going to happen, you're foolish. So they told us immediately, as soon as we got there, 4:05 is not going to happen. It's going to be later. So we hung out in there for hours and hours and hours, sitting in there. The place was packed. Everybody's doing the exact same thing. We're sitting there talking to people. We're like, I don't know, you know, we're in there for so many hours that we're like bonding with people, you know, just people around us. We're all talking and laughing and stuff. All right. So eventually I got an email from the Phillies. It said they're going to try to start the game between 7:30 and 7:45. So got there at 2:30, 5 hours after we arrived. And at 8 o'clock they started playing. They took the tarp off, I don't know, 7:30, and they started playing at 8:05. So 2:30 to 8:05. That's how long it was before the game even started. And it's cold and just wet. Everything's wet. Everything's saturated with wet. Everything's just wet. Before the game was over, or before we went down to our seats, we ate another meal. A second meal at the Shake Shack, the exact same meal that we had before. And it was even worse the second time. It was cold. The burgers were cold, like they just came out of a refrigerator. I mean, they were cooked, but they were cold. They had been cooked a long time prior. I was like, whatever. Who cares? I'm beaten down. Who cares? Just eat this shit. I don't care anymore. Yes, we paid $100 for what was quarter pounder with cheese. I think quarter pounder of cheese with cheese at McDonald's is better than these burgers that we had. So we ate two full meals in there, and we just sat in there talking for hours and hours. Steve said, I don't think there's anybody that I can just sit and talk for 5-6 hours except you. He goes, that, including my wife, I don't think I could sit. I said, yeah, we got a lot to pull from. We got a lot of stuff, you know, we got a lot of history to pull from. So anyway, so then we went and watched the game. The Reds won. It was good. It was a good game. It was cold. That shit was the wind. Whenever the wind, like you get hit with a blast of wind, I mean, it just went straight to your, it was like straight to your skeleton. I don't know. We spent a lot of money, but both of us spent a lot of money, and I wouldn't say it was fun. I mean, it was fun. It was kind of fun. It was fun, I guess. I mean, it could have been a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it turned out, in retrospect, I mean, it'll be something I'll always remember. You know? spending the day, you know, like, you know, the, our friends, and, you know, we formed friendships with people, like going to war with somebody, you know, it's like there are from people from the army, like people I was in the service with. It's like these people, you know, we spent the day with. If you know what I'm saying. So, anyway, the Reds won, and we stayed to the end. Man, we were there to the end, the last out. And I got home around, 1 o'clock in the morning, somewhere in that neighborhood. Wasn't too bad. But, you know, could have been better. What the hell? Why every time? Why can't I just go to a baseball game and say, oh, that was so much fun. That was excellent. Perfect weather. Couldn't have asked for a better night for a baseball game. Every time I go, it's just like some kind of ridiculous. It's something to just endure. That's what we were doing, enduring. But we made it. We did it. We made it through. And if anybody doubts my devotion to the Reds and to baseball in general, just take a look at that day, all right? 2:30 to 10:30. That's how we're there for 8 hours. The game was over at 10:30. 2:30 to 10:30 in a soggy, cold, windy mess. Just a sloppy mess for 8 hours. All right. Anybody want to question my devotion? Anyway, so that happened. Also, I got a letter in the mail for my colonoscopy. I talked about this in the Patreon episode. I got to get a colonoscopy. Never had one before. Never been put to sleep before. Stressing out. The thing came. I said, I don't even. Tony goes, I put that on your computer down there. I said, I don't want to look at that. I said, I am not going to think about this thing until May 10th. I said, that's the deal I made with myself. I'm not going to think about this colonoscopy until May 10th. And that's 2 weeks before I have to. It's May 24th I have to do it. And I said, don't bring it up. I don't want to hear about it. If there's any mail, you can read it. I don't give a shit. I don't want to know anything about it. And so she said, well, she opened it. And it said, it's all about the prep, you know, how to do the prep. I said, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear anything about it until after May 10th. So I got over a month of not thinking about it. Trying to, anyway. And the thing about this, I did that shit in a box, and it came back as abnormal. I don't know. That worries me. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the hell that means. You read online, there's like massive amounts of false positives. That doesn't mean that's going to be the case with me. I mean, that doesn't give me any. It gives me slight, you know, comfort that there's so many. But it doesn't mean anything, you know. In my case, there's no. You know, you can't bank on that being the. Maybe there's a reason why it triggered this thing. I don't. So that's got me worried. I don't like being put to sleep. I don't like being laying on a table naked with a sheet on me. I don't like any of it. I don't like things. I don't like fiber optic cable run up my ass. I told Tony after she said, she goes, it was just about the, you know, that letter was just about the prep. I'm like, yeah. I said, you know what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to, as soon as I get that stuff, the stuff that you're supposed to drink, I'm just going to drink it that night. And then, two and a half weeks before the procedure, I'm just going to say, you know, I forgot. I misunderstood the directions on that thing. I thought as soon as I received the stuff that I should take, I took care of. You know, I shit myself into oblivion. But it was 2.5 weeks ago. So I didn't understand the directions. Say, when did you do this? When did you do the prep? I mean, did you do the prep? Yeah, I did the prep. When? About 3 weeks ago. You know, you're supposed to do it the night before. Well, I didn't know that. I mean, you got to need to be more clear. I mean, I went to Texas Roadhouse last night, got me a loaded baked potato, got a porterhouse, you know, all the trimmings. Yeah, I can tell. We can tell. I mean, I'm just going to, you know, I like to, like, you know, act like I can't understand the directions and, you know, just for fun, you know, just for some colonoscopy fun. But anyway, I'm stressing. I'm trying not to think about it. I'm stressing. This is like the worst, you know, the worst outcome. Well, that's not true. There could possibly be a worse outcome. But when I turned in my shit box, I thought that was it. You know, I thought that was the end of it. No, I got a call at work. Some chipper woman said, Jeff, it came back abnormal. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you have cancer. Like, God, don't be bringing up cancer the first 10 seconds of a phone call. What the hell? Anyway, that's coming up. God. But I think I'm going to do the prep. I'm going to do it 3 weeks in advance. And then I'm going to head on over to Texas Roadhouse. You know, and just get all the trimmings. That's how I'm going to do it. I mean, that's what I plan to do. What else I got here? This eclipse thing, I'm getting sick of hearing about that. I can tell you that much right now. Sick of it. You know, everybody's talking about the eclipse. Let it go, man. Let it go. What is this, some kind of nerd shit? I think it is. I think it's nerd city. It's like when I was in the 70s or 80s or something, when that Skylab would fly over, everybody's like, oh my God, Skylab's going to be flying over. And I remember this nerd down the alley from me in Dunbar, when I lived in Dunbar. And I was walking down the alley, or some guy laying on the roof of his garage with binoculars. I said, what are you doing up there? And he goes, I'm waiting on Skylab to fly over. I said, that extra 9 feet, that's really going to, you know, it's going to make all the difference in the world, you know. Everybody's talking about Skylab. You look up in the sky, you see like just a slight little silver, like a sun reflecting off something. And like, there it is. It's like, I don't know, whatever. I'm getting sick of hearing about it. I'm getting sick of hearing about the eclipse. And then I get sick of hearing about it. I don't know why everybody has to get whipped up about shit all the time. You know? I mean, it'll be slightly interesting. Maybe I'll walk outside when I'm at work. I don't know. I just don't. It's not really my wheelhouse. You know? I mean, we even got like emails about it, about we can't do any critical shipments on that day out of an abundance of caution because of the eclipse. Like, what do you think's going to happen? It's going to last for like 4 minutes. I mean, what do you think? You know, critical shipments should be scheduled for the day before or the day after. You know, out of an abundance of caution. God. What the hell is that? I mean, it's just ridiculous. People love drama. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I'm not in a great mood today. And I don't want to hear about the eclipse. Everything. I was listening to the baseball game a few months ago. The Reds and the Mets. And the Reds are losing, by the way, which, ugh. The Mets are terrible. If you lose to the Mets, then you need to take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror. You know what I mean? But anyway, it's not over. But they're talking about it. They're talking about the eclipse on there. You can't escape it. You turn on the TV, it's all about eclipse. You can turn on social media. You look at social media. Everybody's talking about the eclipse. It's like, oh my God, just shut it. Pack it, you know? Just pack your eclipse, you know? Am I wrong? Am I wrong about this? Let's see what else. Oh, the other day, listen to this. All right, you tell me if this is not obnoxious. This makes me mad just thinking about it. The other day, I had to get gas on my way to work. You know, sometimes when I'm driving home from work, I'm like, oh, God, I need gas. I don't want to stop. I'm tired. I don't want to do one more thing. I've had enough. I had enough of this stuff, you know? The work is killing me. I mean, every day I go to work over the last couple of weeks, it's like somebody just repeatedly kicking me right in the crotch, just over and over, just a perpetual crotch kicking machine, you know? And then I'm like driving home, like, oh man, I need gas. I don't want to stop. I don't want to do it. I'll just get it in the morning. I'll just leave a little early and do it in the morning. Big mistake, you know? Big mistake, because I forget about it and I'm running late. And then I got, oh my God, I got to get gas too. I'm running late already. Now I got to stop and get gas too. So I went to Sheetz. I was running behind at places always. I mean, every pump is always in use. Often there's more than one car. There's people lined up behind them, you know. It's just constantly crazy. Except at night when I'm coming home from work, that's when I should be doing it. But I never want to do it. So I go over there and I pull up behind these people from Canada. They're sitting and they're just sitting in there. It looks like they're already done, right? I saw the guy put the pump away. So I thought this is a good guy to get behind because they're done, you know. So he puts the pump away, pushes the button for no receipt or whatever, gets in the SUV, and they just sit there. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Get the hell out of the way. Get your ass out of the way, you know? I mean, it's pandemonium over there, and they're just sitting there. It's a man and a woman. I'm like, what is going on? I mean, people live disorderly lives. I don't know. I mean, when I get into a car, I just like turn the car on and drive away. You know, I don't have to adjust things. I don't have to have all four doors open and the hatch up. I don't have to be like moving shit around. I just get in, turn the car on, drive away. You know, I think I'm in the minority. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, what are these people doing? So I said, the hell with it. I'll go to another one. I've had enough. I can't. You know, I'm going to be late for work. So I drive around them to go to another pump because I'm at the end. I'm at the last pump on the end, right? So I drive around them to go and find another pump, and they're in there eating. They're sitting at the pump eating. What the hell's? What are your thoughts on this? Tell me your thoughts on this. I mean, the place, people are lined up waiting to use these pumps, and they're sitting there eating. Oh, my God. It irritates the shit out of me when people go into the store. Like, they pump gas, and then they go into the store. That, you know, you can get away with that at 11 o'clock at night when there's lots of open pumps. But when it's 11 in the morning or whatever, and there's everybody's trying to get to a pump. I mean, that's just obnoxious. This is like selfish. I mean, people like should be punched right in the face for that. I mean, I'm not going to punch anybody in the face, but the urge is there, you know? I can't believe it. I was like, oh my God, I was ranting about that halfway to work, you know? Just going on and on and on, ranting to myself. You sit at a gas pump in the middle of the day, you know, eating a schmuffin or whatever the hell it is, and all that Sheetz food starts with SH, sitting there eating a schmuffin or a schmurger. I don't know if that's it. But anyway, you know, just sitting there, oh my God, so fired up. No wonder I have high blood pressure. That's what started this whole thing, you know. No wonder my blood pressure is sky high. I mean, this world that I live in, it makes me insane. You got a howling wind blowing up the pants leg, you know, and I'm soaked. I'm you know, baseball's spent a whole bunch of money on this trip, you know, and it turns into like a mess, you know. I'm sitting in a Shake Shack for 5 hours, and that's not an exaggeration. And eating cold burgers for $51, you know. And then I'm sitting, I get gas, I'm running late, and there's somebody sitting there eating a schmuffin. Assholes, Canadians. I mean, I'm not painting with a broad brush. These particular Canadians, assholes. All right. I'm not saying all Canadians are assholes. I'm just saying these particular. They definitely fall under the asshole umbrella. All right. Anyway, so that happened. Now I got three calls came in over the hotline, and I'll do those now. I got myself all whipped up. This first one is from our old pal Jill, and this one's she calls about this baseball game I was just talking about, and here it is.
Hi, Jeff. This is Jill from Fairless Hills. I'm calling about the April 1st game between the Phillies and the Reds. I am a huge Phillies fan. I was devastated with that grand slam that you Reds took advantage of us. It was terrible. The only thing that kept my sanity, and I'm still thinking about it, is how happy it made you. And I'm sure happiness to you is a grand slam against any team. So I will get over it. I thought maybe it was an April Fool's joke, but I was watching the TV and I knew it was true. Good game for your Reds. I appreciate your broadcast and keep enjoying your baseball. But I hope the Phillies do win this year and win big. Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm sorry about that, Jill. I'm sorry about that that grand slam by Spencer Steer. Wonderful. That was one of the best things that happened that week. Sorry, I had a different point of view on that deal. But, yeah, that was great, man. Took advantage? I don't know. It's a different point. We have a different point of view on that. It did make me very happy. And that was a great game in my point of view. The next night, the Phillies won, though, you know, so I'm sure that you're happy about that, and I wasn't. So kind of balanced itself out. The third night, the Reds won, but I had to go through hell to get there. I mean, that was my personal Vietnam. You know, that was my NAM, that game, that Wednesday game. But sorry about that. I mean, I don't want to make anybody. I mean, the Reds, they're a come from behind team. They're the Rally Reds, as they call them. So it's not unusual. But anyway. Sorry that broke your heart there, Jill. But the next night they made up for it, the Phillies did. And thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Good luck to the Phillies until they get to the playoffs and play the Reds. And then, you know, all bets are off. But anyway, thank you for calling. I appreciate it, Jill. Call anytime. This next call is from our old pal Patrick. And here it is.
Hey, Jeff. Patrick here. Hey, listen, man, I had an assplosion with my pants yesterday at work, and I thought about you. They blasted out exactly where they always do, at the upper – they start at the upper inner right pocket, like the inner intersection of the right side pocket, and it blasted out about 3 inches down, and then with every movement I made, it tore about another half inch or another half inch. And next thing I know, I had about a 6-inch gash in the back of my pants. So anyway, it was about 4:30 in the afternoon. I said, "Look, guys, you guys are just going to have to put up with my green plaid boxers. Sorry, I'm just glad I didn't wear my leopard thong that day." But anyway, I had an explosion and I thought about you. A few episodes back, you were talking about office jargon, about how, like, let me fire off an email or, let my team, I'm going to let my team member reach out to you and stuff. Whatever. I'm really getting sick and tired of hearing take it to the next level. And you hear it in everything, like, man, like, this potato chip is going to take it to the next level. You know, next episode of Survivor, we're going to take it to the next level. You know, come on, man. Like, I don't know. I'm just tired of hearing it. What's your thoughts on that? I'm but imagine you're probably pretty sick and tired of hearing it, too. Yeah. So, anyway, take it easy. See ya.
Yeah, what's the story? Well, you know, those genes, my genes... You know, I've taken some – you guys helped me out with my jeans situation because I was washing them too often, and I don't wash them as often as I used to. I used to think it would be disgusting if you just wear the same jeans for over and over and over again. And so I was washing them, like, all the time, and they'd get brittle, and then my ass would just, like, you know, just cause a catastrophic blowout. You know, and it would always be right up against the pocket on the inside, like you said, like crack side. It's like the side of the pocket, not to my right, but to the center. Down the side of the jeans, or down the side of the pocket. Running parallel with the crack. You know what I'm saying? And it just splits all the way down. So you just told everybody, yeah, you just get used to looking at my underwear. You know, suck it up. You know, it's not going to kill you. This is it. Get used to it. You know, I don't know. That's an approach. I don't know how that would go at my job. I had a blowout one time there. And I drove over to Target and bought a new pair of pants. put them on, went back to work, you know. And also I've had blowouts at work, and I drove all the way home. Changed, you know. I haven't had any blowouts in a long time. And you know why? Because I don't wash them as often as I used to. I wear, it's too much information, but I wear one pair of jeans 1 week. And I wash them on the weekends. And that's it. I used to wash them like every time I wore them, and they turned brittle. I mean, I had people calling in. I think Eugene called in and says he never washes his jeans. I can't imagine that, but I don't know. Maybe I'd probably be okay, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of people that say you should never wash denim. You know, unless they get some kind of unless you spill mustard on it or something, like you'd have to. But just under normal wear, you know, lots of people say you're not supposed to ever wash it. I don't know. That seems weird to me. But, what do I know? What am I, some kind of denim doctor? I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But I started, I wash it on the weekend, and I wear it for a week. And then the next weekend, wear another pair that's been washed, and then, you know, and then they don't get worn. They get worn for 5 days in a row, and then they go in the washer, you know, and they don't blow out. There's not this catastrophic explosion, you know, over and over again like I was having. I went through a period where I was just blowing them out like hand over fist. Like every week it seemed like I was blowing them out, but anyway. I'm glad to know it's not just me. You know, it's that pocket. I think it's I don't know. There's a weak spot in jeans, and you know, my ass finds it. My ass zeroes in on that weak spot, and it takes care of business. I'm glad yours does too, Patrick. It makes me feel better. Now I'm not just by myself. Corporate jargon, yeah, it drives me insane. You know, I can't deal with it because it's phony. That's the thing. That's what bugs me about it is people talk one way outside of work, and then they use a whole different set of words when they're inside work. I don't understand that. You know, just be yourself. God, you know, yeah. Take it to the next level. I mean, you hear that shit all the time. You know. And then you hear these are next level fries. They serve next level lasagna down there. Next level? What the hell are you talking about? What the hell's that? You know? Yeah, no, it bugs me. All that stuff, all that corporate stuff makes me sick. You know, low hanging fruit, running up the flagpole, see who salutes. Let's not boil the ocean. All this stuff. Is the juice worth the squeeze? All this stuff. Yeah, let's bubble it up. You need to bubble that up. I did bubble it up. Who'd you bubble it to? I bubbled it to John. Well, you need to bubble it to more people than John. You need to bubble it to the whole team. Well, I did bubble it to John's. I bubbled it to John. I assumed John would bubble it to his team. I'm like, oh, my God. That is a conversation. I don't know if that's exactly verbatim, but I heard two people say that was roughly the conversation that I heard from two people years ago, talking about bubbling it up. I was over there I was like, oh my God, this is like some kind of Monty Python bullshit. And these people are serious? Yeah, drives me insane. Just talk like a normal person, you know, just talk. Just communicate like you would with a friend, like you're sitting in a Shake Shack in Philadelphia. just talk like that. You know, me and Steve, we're not talking about bubbling anything up. I can guarantee you that. We're just sitting there talking about, hey, remember that time we knocked all the windows out of that lady's house because she wouldn't pay her paper bill, you know, when I was a paper boy? You know, we talked about that kind of stuff. And, we weren't talking about bubbling it up. And when I go to work, I don't change the way I talk. Of course, I'm not, you know, I don't play. I've never been one to play the game. You know, that's hurt me over the years. It has. Definitely has. But anyway, yeah, I hate the corporate jargon, and I'm right there with you. And, you know, thank you for the next level call, Patrick. Appreciate it. I do. Call me anytime. And this final call, this is a new one. This is a new caller, but he's not new to the Surf Report. This is Jason Yetma, who is a longtime Surf Reporter. Comments at the website through the years, hilarious, bizarre stuff. Hilarious. He's like really funny, and his Facebook page is hilarious too. And this is the first time he's called, so you're in for a treat. Here you go.
Hey, Jeff K. This is Jason Yetma from Austin, Texas. I woke up last Monday very sick, shivering, and just not feeling good in general. And as it turned out, I had a kidney stone. It didn't hurt until they attempted to break it up with ultrasound. And then it started to really hurt. So I went to the hospital. The doctor told me they were going to run a tube up my penis until they reached the stone. And they had a second tube with a basket on it, and they would remove the stone. Of course, I said, that sounds terrifying and painful. And he said, well, we're going to put you out. And I told him, look, I'm redheaded. And last time I got put under, I woke up during oral surgery. So I need two elephant darts in my neck this time. He put me off and put me under. And, of course, I did wake up while they were on their way out. It was excruciating. I was completely naked on a rape table with my legs up in stirrups and my arms were in stirrups off to the left. And, I told him I was completely naked. They had pushed my gown all the way up to my chin. And I told him, you need to throw a towel over my dick before you ruin all these girls' marriages. And when they finally got ready to discharge me, I told him, listen, asshole, I told you I would wake up. You didn't do the right thing, and now you're going to keep me higher than a test rat for the next 2 weeks. I want that shit that killed Michael Jackson. And he did. He wrote me several prescriptions, and I am higher than a test rat. So I've got to go. There's a couple of nurses at my door, but I hope you guys have a good one. Bye.
That's fantastic. The part that that I'm not going to get out of my head is a basket. They shoved a basket up your wiener, like some kind of a what? That whole thing. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. You've left me speechless on that one. Hilarious as usual. You know, I'll let your call stand on its own. That sounds horrifying. Oh my God. You know, I'm worried about this colonoscopy. Oh my God. It could be so much worse. Oh, thanks, Jason. That was awesome. That was great. And, you as well. Call anytime you'd like. Call me round the clock, and the number 570-290-8151. That's the number. You know, just call, tell me about, you know, a basket being shoved in your pee hole, you know, or whatever. It doesn't have to be about that, you know. It doesn't have to be about that. But it can be about any subject you like. Ask a question, make a suggestion, you know, comment. 570-290-8151 is the number. Also, if you want two episodes a week instead of a measly one, and when I say a week, it's whenever I get around to it. I mean, it's been rough lately, but I'm getting back on track. You know, don't think this is the norm. I got a lot of stuff going on that I can't talk about, but things are moving in the right, things are trending in the right direction. All right. Everything will be fine, I hope. So, but anyway, every time I post an episode to the main network like this one, there will be a couple days behind it will be a fresh new episode for patrons only. Full-length episodes just like these. There's no difference between them. It's just another episode, and that's for patrons only. If you want to hear those episodes, all you have to do is go over to patreon.com. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation, and you'll gain access to all the bonus episodes as they're released and all the ones that have already been released, and there's probably 200 of them, maybe even more. I don't know. But it's a rich, it's a rich vein of ridiculousness. Just sitting out there waiting to be tapped. So if you want to tap it, patreon.com/JeffK. That's the place to do it. $4 a month will do it. You can do more if you want. It's a donation. Helps me out. So do that today. Also, surfreportpod.com is the website for the podcast. I don't like the way it looks right now. I'm working on it. I need somebody that knows what they're doing, because I'm terrible at it. I bought this expensive WordPress theme, and I don't know how to use it. It's got too many options. You know, it's one of those things, like you go in there and it's like staring at the dashboard of a 747. Like, I don't know what the hell. What am I, some kind of, like, do I need some kind of, like, engineering degree to do this thing? God. It's supposed to be, like, one of the best, you know, themes in the world. I don't know how to use it. It's, like, too much. And so it's, like, overkill. So it looks like shit right now. But I'm working on it. I'll figure it out to a certain extent. I'll never be an expert, but I'll figure it out. I'll make it look halfway decent. Because it bugs me when it doesn't. So anyway, surfreportpod.com is the home. You can check that out. You know, there's expanded show notes, pictures, photographs, pictures and photographs, links, you know, and photographs. Surfreportpod.com. So we're at the end of this thing. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, which will be over on the Patreon side, hope you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see ya. Bye.
I had an asplosion with my pants yesterday at work, and I thought about you.